Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The project lasted 26 years, spanned two generations of political leadership, and cost $15 billion. We're speaking, of course, about the most talked about public works project of the modern era in Boston, the Big Dig. For months, the dig has also been a flashpoint in the governor's race, chiefly between the incumbent Democrat, Deval Patrick, and his Republican challenger, Charles Baker. In an effort to sort out campaign fact from fiction, WBUR's Anthony Brooks this morning reports the big dig is prompting some big exaggerations from both candidates.
It's the debate that won't go away in this election, and it's hardly surprising. After all, the Big Dig was the largest public works project in the country. It cost billions of dollars and became a sorry symbol of cost overruns, fatal construction flaws, and lax, even reckless oversight. And yes, Charlie Baker had a role, which has prompted political attack ads like this.
Charlie Baker was a chief architect of the Big Dig financing scheme that cost taxpayers nearly $15 billion.
This comes from Bay State Future, a pro-democratic organization. It's a tough ad, but it's also misleading. Listen again. It says Baker was the chief architect of the Big Dig financing scheme
that cost taxpayers nearly $15 billion.
And that's just wrong. The total price tag of the 26-year project was $15 billion. But the ad makes it sound as though Baker was responsible for all of that. He wasn't.
And that clearly is unfair. I mean, Baker wasn't managing the project, and he was only there 4 years.
This is Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. Widmer's group is nonpartisan, so he's going to help guide us through some of the charges and countercharges being made about the Big Dig in this political season.
Well, on the one hand, I think the governor has exaggerated Charlie's impact. On the other hand, Charlie Baker has understated his role in the funding.
So let's start with this charge that Governor Patrick makes again and again about what he calls Charlie Baker's Big Dig funding scheme.
Your plan starved other infrastructure projects of resources in order to pay for the Big Dig, and it misled the public about the true cost of the project.
First of all, here's how that funding scheme worked. Baker served as Secretary of Administration and Finance for 4 years in the mid-90s. To help cover the rising costs of the project, he designed a plan that was approved by the legislature to borrow more than $1 billion against future federal highway dollars.
Totally legal,
according to Michael Widmer.
But the problem is it undercut the state's ability to fund transportation years into the future. And we now are paying about one-third of our federal highway aid each year to pay back these bonds.
So for years, we didn't get repairs on bridges and roads. So on this point, Widmer says the governor is right. And here's how Baker responds.
The financing plan I put in place is virtually identical to the one that the governor put in place to deal with his bridge reconstruction program.
Well, there's some truth to that, but not totally.
What's true is this. Like Baker's Big Dig plan, Patrick also borrowed against future federal highway dollars. But the difference is those bridges and roads. Michael Widmer says Patrick borrowed money to repair them, while Baker borrowed money to cover those exploding costs of the Big Dig.
So in this regard, Charlie's right up to a point, but I think the governor is right in his rebuttal that there is a meaningful distinction.
Another charge that comes from Governor Patrick is that Charlie Baker was responsible for some of the massive cost overruns on the project and that he failed to contain them.
And so I'm asking you, what did you do in order to identify those cost overruns and try to control that project?
As I said before, Governor, there's an $11 billion project and a hole in the ground in the city of Boston when I got there in 1994 after 16 years on the project, and it was an $11 billion project when I left state government in 1998.
So is Patrick's accusation fair, and is Baker's response accurate? Let's start with Baker's answer.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
Michael Widmer examined financial records from the mid-90s, which show the estimated cost of the Big Dig actually increased by $3 billion during Baker's tenure as Secretary of Administration and Finance.
So it did go up on his watch.
Now to Patrick's accusation that Baker was responsible for those escalating costs. Widmer calls that charge unfair.
The Secretary of Transportation, James Catsiotis, was the one who was overseeing the whole project. Charlie Baker's role was the financing. It was not Charlie's role to manage the project in any way, shape, or form. And so this is where the campaign is trying to tar Charlie Baker with all of the problems and cost escalation around the central artery.
Finally, one more charge, this one from Charlie Baker, who suggests that Governor Patrick is being hypocritical when he tries to tag Baker with responsibility for what went wrong with the big dig.
The only person who was really involved in it from stem to stern was Jim Alluisi, who served as Governor Patrick's transportation secretary.
Jim Alluisi was intimately involved with the big dig for many years. That was before he worked for Patrick. And Michael Widmer says that doesn't mean Baker can duck his role in the project.
Jim Alluisi did not propose the borrowing against future federal highway aid. Charlie did.
So who wins the big dig debate? It's clear that both Patrick and Baker are guilty of campaign exaggerations with shades of truth. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.